They've been called the happiest band in town. Ever wondered why the newbies are smiling all the time? What are they up to under those mod threads and all that hair? Could it be their love for music, for each other? Or maybe this from a recent Jeff Berholtz Facebook post. What song do you want to hear? We're putting together the newbies' 15th anniversary set list over a pint with old friends and bandmates. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal in the studio with two Bs, Jeff and Misty Perholtz, on this, the eve of their 15th anniversary. Spectacular, Jeff and Misty. Welcome. How about kicking things off with a tune?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Up an old set of wheels, a 74 microbus was a steal, and I can't help but think that a life has just begun. I'm gonna paint it Cadillac blue and fix a little home in the back for you. We'll cruise on down the road and go wherever we want to go. It's all up to us in our VW bus. We're gonna give this bus a brand new heart. Sunflower plates will make it state of the art. DVDs, CDs, and AC for those hot summer nights. Refrigerator and a stove. A digital laptop studio. And we'll take off down that road and go wherever wanna go. It's all up to us in our VW bus. Well, it might be a story and dreams of life's little glories, but one day I swear this dream will become spring. You hear the songbirds sing and scattered flowers blossom, a surge within your heart. I know just how to ease your mind. We'll just leave old Cincinnati behind. Take off down that road, distance herself from the snow. Well, a toast to the moon and to us in our VW bus. 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 To us in our VW bus, yeah.
All right, what was that one?
That is a song off of our first album called VW Bus.
Did you write that, Misty?
Actually, Jeff wrote this as a love song to me, a love letter.
Yeah.
And then you finally got the bus.
And we got the bus.
Yes. In the song, we talk about, you know, a 1974 microbus and buying one and dreams coming true. And then all of a sudden, here we are all these years later, 15 years later, and we finally bought a 74 microbus.
Same color as in the song, everything.
And we got it from Brazil, so we got a beautiful split window bus instead of a bay window, which is what you would get here. Not dissing the bay window bus, but the split window is the classic, you know. And they still made those until like 1976 in Brazil. So that was like the best of both worlds. The song comes true and we get the old school bus.
Well, Jeff and Misty with the Newbies, take us back 15 years ago. Where and how were the Newbies born?
Well, you know, Jeff and I had been playing together in pubs in Covington and my hometown and a little bit back in Athens, Ohio, where we were going to school. And I said, I really want to start a band. He was already playing with other bands and things. And I took some auditions and it wasn't really working out. And one day Jeff came in and said, maybe we should just do the band together. Back then, you know, you could easily put an ad on cincymusic.com. Maybe you still can. And the first drummer that responded was Tim, who became our drummer. And the first bass player that responded was Chris, who became our bass player. So
we really lucked out in terms of picking people. You know, the way we, I think, advertised the Newbies was to say we want to be in a band where everybody sings and writes their songs and, you know, multiple harmonies, multiple lead singers. And right away, that's what it was. And we had just a pile of tunes to work from. Tim had some amazing tunes coming in. Chris had songs coming in. So we had an album ready in no time. It only took a couple months to get our first album together.
And we had already, you know, since we were both recording engineer students at OU and got our degrees there, we had already had a number of our songs recorded, or at least partially recorded, with click tracks and things like that. So Tim could come in and play on things that were already, you know, there, essentially. And then the rest of the album we, you know, recorded as a band, as live as we could. And we got wrapped up in that concept for too long. We were like, everything's going to be like a live record. And like 3 years later, have we released a record?
Did you ever dream that the Newbies would take you around the world? Into marriage, into life.
It's unbelievable what we've been able to do in 15 years. You know, we, not only with the original music, but of course, you know, doing all the Beatles shows we do. I always say that the Beatles have taken me on quite a sabbatical. You know, I didn't know how to compose music, you know, and write music for other players to play. Now we have strings and horns. And for our show, we're going to have strings and horns, by the way. It's going to be up to 14 people on stage at once. So part of the magic in what we've done is be able to create those large ensemble shows. And I think the Beatles brought that to our original music as well.
And on the high seas as well, these rock and roll cruises. Yeah. And you're going to do another one?
Yeah,
we're going to do two next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're doing the 70s rock and romance cruise. We're doing the Flower Power cruise again. Both of those are Star Vista run shows. And you've got bands like America on there.
Jefferson Starship. Don Felder from the Eagles will be on the 70s cruise. Last year, we played with the Cowsills and Chuck Negron and Big Brother and the Holding Company. I mean, this is like a dream job. And you're all there together. So everyone's nice and socializes with you and treats you like you're part of the family.
Well, you're on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. She got to sing with Cheech and Chong. Well, not Chong, but she got,
I got to sing with Cheech Marin on the Locomotion.
Well, that's all in the future. Let's talk about this show coming up August 10th at Southgate House. Mm-hmm. Celebrating 15 years. What have you guys got in store? Original music, Beatle music,
all none? It's going to be mostly our own original music. And we will do some of our fab favorites, of course. So we're sort of running it like a variety show. We have friends that we have played with over the years that we've invited to come and sit in with the band. And we'll be their backing band.
Can you tell us who, or is it a surprise?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a surprise. Mike Fair, of course, from Wojo, and Mike Fair and the Adventure Seekers. Our friend Jason Wells from a band called For Algernon. Our friend Mike Koontz, who was an open mic host at Southgate House when I was. And the duo Jets. The shirt.
Yeah. And your really strings busy. And your horns. And what do you call them again?
Cleverly call them the Hornets and then the B strings.
So for anybody who hasn't been to Southgate House, where is it, Jeff?
It's in Newport, Kentucky. What street is it on?
It's on 6th Street.
6th Street. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And plenty of people, plenty of places to park around.
Big room.
But people want to get there early. Is it possible to purchase advance tickets? Or is it
yes. Okay. The tickets are available online. If you go to the southgatehouse.com and go to the event, you can click and it'll take you to the ticket link.
Mm-hmm.
But
cool.
They can also be purchased at the door. So if that's not your thing, just walk right up and buy a ticket that night.
Mm-hmm. What time does it all start?
8 p.m.
8 o'clock on Saturday the 10th. Okay, that's enough talk. Let's do another tune. What?
It's a song of mine called Transcend. My senses are weak. I'm lacking in skills.
With all these confessions, I am suffering still. I'm kept, but I'm lonesome. A cat in a box. A stone that was rolling turned to a pile of rock. Patience I am owed. The sinners turn to say, take what they're given with very little complaint. And I start to recognize why I must transcend. No more giving in, no giving in. I start to recognize why I must transcend. No more giving in, no giving in. A dog that had strayed, given a home, looks out of the window and he's missing the road. Was he happier out there when that leash snapped? He must have had reasons for not turning back. Patience I am owed. A sinner's turn to say, take what they're given with very little complaint. And I start to recognize why I must transcend. No more giving in, no giving in. I start to recognize why I must transcend. No more giving in. Patience I am owed. A sinner's turn to save. Take what they're given with very little complaint. And I start to recognize why I must transcend. No more giving in, no giving in. I start to recognize why I must transcend.
I love that one. I've heard that before. That's a great tune, Misty.
Thank you.
Is that on the new EP?
It's on Modern Vintage, which is the last full-length album that we released. It's been quite a while, honestly, since it's come out. But we've been playing that song for a lot of years, and it almost didn't make the cut for the album.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. We were just going to kind of let it slip through the cracks, maybe because we had been doing it so long but had not recorded it. I was like, whatever, we've worn this one out. Mm-hmm. But at the very last moment, I was like, you know what, let's put it on. So we went back in and recorded it. And,
mm-hmm. And when you listen to it, you can hear that the outcome of strings and horns being a part of our life in the Beatles world and that transcending over, ha ha ha, see how I did that? Transcending over into our original music.
Oh, we're visiting with Jeff and Misty Perholtz of the Newbies, celebrating 15 years of making music in Cincinnati and around the world. Jeff, do you still enjoy writing and recording?
Love it. I love it. I wish I could be down in the studio recording every day. And, you know, life gets the better of you, of course, you know. But yeah, you know, it's beautiful. We have our own recording studio. Thoroughly enjoy going down there, creating music, writing music, rehearsing. It's a dream come true.
Still get inspirations, Misty?
Yeah, it's funny. I still write regularly, but I've not been completing things. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but I have a drawer full of songs I wrote one day, and then the next day I'm like, how did that one go? So I have to like go through my phone now. It's funny, we have a recording studio in our home, but most all of my ideas are recorded on my phone now.
Sure.
So you have to rifle through, and I didn't name it. I'm like, wait a second, what one was that?
Please tell me you still have a spiral notebook somewhere.
Oh, I live on spiral notebooks. Are you kidding me? There's nothing like pen on paper when you're a writer, I think.
They're going to take paper out of my cold, dead fingers. I interviewed Emily Salyers of the Indigo Girls once after they'd been around for about 30 years, and she said, be careful when you name your band when you're young because, you know, we're not girls anymore. Mm-hmm. You guys named your band the Newbies. Do you smile and chuckle anymore?
People bring it up pretty regularly, honestly.
Jerks like me, right?
They'll say, aren't you getting a little old to be the Newbies, you know? And, yeah. And the funny thing is when Jeff brought up the name, I don't even think I was aware of this whole like Newbies concept and like the internet world of whatever Newbies are. And, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. And
yeah, the last band I was in, it took forever to come up with a band name. And it also created a lot of tension. And then that name came up, was like, all right, we're the Newbies. That's it. Don't even ask why. It's just that's the name.
Yeah. You're talking to someone who was in a band called Elaine and the Biscaynes, which was a joke name before it was ever a band. And we couldn't think of anything better. And my next band was the Bromwell Deal Band. So band names.
We kicked around the idea of having like a Fleetwood Mac kind of name, like Jefferson Mist.
Yeah.
Or Jeff, cool. Jeff
that
Misty.
Sounds like a great cocktail.
Yeah. It's delicious. Trust me.
Let's create that for the anniversary. What do you think? There's time.
I'm sure it has bourbon in it if it's in the Newbies.
I'm thinking probably so. What's left for you to conquer in the world of music?
I sure would like to get all of my songs recorded and finish them. And, you know, a lot of times I think what happens with us is we finish our songs in the studio. You go down and you have an idea and you bounce the ideas around your bandmates or, in my case, really with Jeff and develop these songs. I, of course, would love to be a better vocalist, a better guitar player, keep continuing on to grow. I mean, if you're not growing, you know, what is the point? But I really could not have imagined any of the things that we've got to do. So I tell him some days that if I, you know, threw a prayer up that like, I want my life to be like this, I would have never had any of these ideas.
You wouldn't have dared to dream this big.
No, no. And maybe I'm short-sighted and like, this is great, but I'm just really pleased.
I feel like it's a magical place we are in the sense that I think that a lot of people that go through huge success that are out there and have to walk down the street and get recognized every day, they don't have the freedom that we do. You know, I mean, there is a point in life where it gets to be too much. And I just wake up and see that we have our own recording studio. We have a band that's been together for 15 years. We have a production company that gets to work in music. Everything we do is revolving around music. And I couldn't ask for more than that.
And a brand new old VWE minibus.
Exactly.
I'm not sure which is tougher, keeping a band together for the long haul or a marriage. Combine the two, and you've either got drama and divorce, or you've got the Perholtzes, the hippest couple on the local music scene, joyously playing music of the Beatles, other great artists from the 60s, and a whole lot of their own music. You never know what you're going to get in a newbie show. It could be two bees. It could be dozens of bees as their musical friends, strings and horn players, and hundreds of devoted, loving fans join in the celebration that takes place every time the newbies hit the stage. Their 15th anniversary celebration will happen on Saturday, August 10th at the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky. My guests have been the founders, Ma and Pa Newby, Misty and Jeff Perholtz. Congratulations on 15 years. Here's to the next 15 on behalf of Cincinnati. Thanks for all the music.
Thank you.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.